My wife's a second grade teacher, so you can see that she manages to make herself heard. Thank you very much for
the record. You are?
I'm Richard, her husband of 46 years.
Well, my wife tells me to speak, I listen and speak as well, so.
Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to speak this evening. I have a rather long speech here, but because of so many excellent points that have already been made, I'm going to make mine rather abbreviated, and I'm going to approach it from a slightly different tact, I think. Later 19th century authors, poets, and artists extolled and celebrated in verse and paintings the sublime beauty and natural wonders of the very land we are standing or sitting on right now, the lakes and mountains region of New Hampshire. In fact, they believed it was it was sacred ground, and the preservation of this natural environment was a sacred trust, a sacred trust. To do otherwise was a betrayal of our trust. We've heard this evening of numerous individuals, later generations of New Hampshire citizens, who in great faith and good faith have continued to honor that sacred trust through measures to preserve and protect New Hampshire's scenic beauty. Surely, we cannot fail in our generation to protect that enormous legacy for future generations of New Hampshire citizens. Every day that I cross the University of New Hampshire, the University of Plymouth State, I've only worked here 34 years, okay. And so I'm going ahead here. Every day that I cross the campus of Plymouth State University and I look out over towards Holderness and east towards that magnificent prospect called Mount Prospect, I keep thinking of how ravaged that would be by the rapacious industry of Hydro-Quebec. And I would invite this panel and other members of the DOE to accompany me on that walk, stand on the university green, and look out towards Holderness, and also imagine the extraordinary defacing that would occur. We ourselves live in a very modest home in Holderness. It also isn't abutting the proposed route. And in the last 4 years, we've had two appraisals, independent appraisals. Our home has declined over $40,000. It's a very modest home. And finally, we respectfully request that the Department of Energy and all government agencies participating in this approval process respect the natural heritage of New Hampshire and say no to Northern Pass. And please support alternative renewable energy projects which provide new training and permanent jobs for New Hampshire workers. Thank you.